Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast from the car. So I'm out in front of my gym getting ready to go in and do a workout on a Monday, July 10th, and countdown to 13 days till I'm speaking in Vegas. If you're going to be in and around Vegas, let me know. Maybe I can score you a ticket to the event that I'm speaking at. That is number one. Number two, I got a really wild story I want to share with you about how life comes around full circle. To inspire you. Look, maybe right now you're searching and seeking and looking to find answers for what it is that, you know, you want to do. And maybe, heck, you know what you want to do. You're just wondering, how do I do it? Or I know what I want to do. Why does everybody think I'm so damn crazy? Because I want to do it. It represents freedom, my passion, my purpose, everything. What it doesn't represent is doing what other people want me to do. And am I nuts? You know, does anybody get me? Well, listen to this story. It's kind of cool. It hits home. It's a personal story of mine, and I hope it inspires you. So back in 2004, as you know, this whole movement called Every Day is Saturday got launched from my three-year-old daughter at the time, Madeline, asking me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And I just lay awake at night wondering, man. Yeah, I grew up. Dad left at 3 months old, left my mom to raise eight kids by herself. I'm doing the same thing to my kid, except I actually have a job. It's called being a corporate orphan. You know, dad goes to work 6 days, 5 days a week, leaves 6 in the morning, gets home 7 at night, gives all his energy to the direct reports at work, leaves no energy for his direct reports at home. Thanks to gold watch, the stock options, the title, is everything that he wants, when in fact he finds out on his deathbed that he had to sell his soul to do it. That's kind of what my thoughts were at the time. And I used to go to Panera Bread. And not just any Panera Bread. It was kind of like my satellite office to get away, whether it was on the weekends or sometimes I'd leave work early, just get out at like 2 in the afternoon. And I would go and kind of peck away at a laptop trying to find what it is I wanted to do. And this particular Panera Bread is outside of Cincinnati, about 30 miles north, and located in Montgomery Road and around the Mason-Loveland area. So actually, probably is Montgomery, Ohio. Doesn't matter. Nobody even knows where it is unless you're local here. So I'm like my 12-year-old daughter. She tells a story. Was it Tuesday? No, I think it was my... No, it might have been to any... Oh, my God. My kid tells a story. It takes 100 minutes to get to the beginning, and then she goes back 100 minutes to refresh it. I'm like, dude, you got to get the story out. So I'd go to this Panera Bread, and then after I quit my job, it really did become my satellite office because I didn't have a home office, and my wife... We now had two children in 2005, and she was pregnant with our third. I'm like, golly, man, after I quit my job, I got to get out. You know how it is if you want to work, but you got craziness going on at the house. So I'd go to Panera Bread, and I would just think, every day is Saturday. Every day is Saturday. How do I monetize this thing? Every day is Saturday. Well, I started doing what you're listening to right now. Started a podcast, and I would talk into my laptop computer at the time, and it had a built-in, I remember it was a Sony. I bought it at Best Buy back when I actually used to go to Best Buy. Now Best Buy is just, you know, like most of those stores, just a storefront for Amazon. Hey, you want to touch, feel, scratch and sniff something, see how it works and use it? Great. Do you buy it there? No. Just go home and order it on Amazon Prime. But I went to Best Buy, bought a laptop, dropped probably $800, $900 on this laptop PC. It was the last PC I ever owned. I went to a Mac in early 2009 and haven't gone back since because it's just, here's how I measure the experience with my Mac. When I was when I had a PC laptop, Microsoft laptop, I would come downstairs in the morning, start our coffee pot. It took about 10, 12 minutes for the coffee to get brewed in the pot, and then I'd come out, and by that time my PC was all ready to go. All the virus where was malware crap was going in the background, and finally, I could open up my laptop and use it. And then I bought a Mac, and I was just expecting to do the same thing. I remember it was February 2009, came downstairs, my brand new MacBook, the little white one, was there. Spent $1,000 on that. And I opened it up, and I started a coffee pot, I hit the button, and then my MacBook was ready. It took like 30 seconds. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I thought it was broken. What did I do? I've owned it a day. Yeah, that's why my story in a nutshell, why I use a Mac and not a PC, because I don't got to wait 15 minutes for it to start. So thinking back to going to Panera Bread, I'd sit in a booth and I would work away and work away. I'd research making money on the internet, online, affiliate marketing, how to be a speaker, motivational speaker. I would work on my website as much as I knew how to work on a website. And I would just dream a lot from that Panera Bread. It really became my dream station, you know? And then when I quit my job, same thing. I used it as my satellite office. And then when I launched my very first product, I would go there, me and Billy D. If you're listening to the podcast, shout out to Billy D. We'd get away and we would work on that product called 6 Days a Saturday. He was a buddy of mine. He was in the finance business. He used to raise money. And we had these big dreams that we were going to go on the satellite radio and all over the airwaves, kind of like Tony Robbins, and promote my 6 CD offer and send it to people with a handbook that could use it for $300 and blah, blah, blah. We had a whole telephone organization that was going to back us, and then kind of that fell through, which is fine. You know, it was a big dream at the time. That doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost anything to dream huge. So costs just as much to dream small as it does to dream large. Might as well dream large. And me and Billy D would go to the same Panera Bread, and we would talk about the different modules, 6 Days a Saturday. And since then, that same Panera Bread in Montgomery, Ohio, has been kind of the home to all my dreams. And it started when I went there trying to figure out this whole every day is Saturday message. You know, what does it mean? And what am I going to do with it? And fast forward to now, July 2017, wouldn't you know, that little girl who used to ask, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Now works at that same Panera Bread. And we've moved a couple times. It's not like, you know, that's always been near our home. And there's a lot of different Paneras around where we live. I just think it's really cool that my daughter Madeline now, she's 16 years old, 13 years later, she's standing behind the register, taking orders from individuals just like me, who used to stand in that same line and get a cup of coffee, whatever, a smoothie, hang out, and I would sit there all day long trying to figure out what my purpose was in life. And now she's working the register. It is so wild. Now I'm not allowed in there, though. That's the only difference. I'm not allowed in there. I go in there, and she's like, Dad, you got to leave. Why? Because you embarrass me. Why? I don't know. Because you're my dad. Okay, my wife goes in, no problem. Susan, Laura, Paige, my daughters all going, oh, no. I go in, no, I embarrass her. When I go pick her up, I got to wait outside. I don't know what is up with that. I got to figure that one out down the road. But the moral of the podcast today, this story, dream big. A couple things for you. It doesn't cost any more to have a big dream than it does a small dream. May as well dream as big as you want to dream. Don't give up on your purpose. Don't give up on your passion. It may not happen that first few months. May not even happen the first few years. But again, we're not in this thing for a quick hit. We don't have a easy button. You don't have push button profits. You know, your dream, your purpose, your passion, significance, those are big words. I know people throw those around. Those are big, big words. It's a big deal to find your purpose in life. It's a big deal to find your passion in life. It's not going to happen in just a stroke of a pen or a quick blog post or even a podcast like this. It's going to take time, but you're also going to be faced with, and this is something I posted on Instagram today and Facebook, was a message and a quote that you're going to be given an opportunity to change in order to conform to what society wants you to be. On this journey to Saturday that you've started, you're going to be giving a choice, an opportunity to change to be what everybody else wants you to be. And my advice to that is, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't ever do it. Don't ever change the course you're on to do something huge just because society or your family or your friends and people who just, they're afraid what they may look like. Really, it's never about you. It's always about them looking at the mirror, how small they played in life. Hey, come on. Why don't you quit being like, look, I've heard that a million times in my life. And at every point, I said, never. Never. I'm never, ever giving up I don't care if I got to go broke, live in a tent in my backyard. I am never giving up on this dream that I have. And you know what's funny? 13 years later, I haven't even scratched the scratch of the surface about where it is that we're going with this. We've got another live event we're planning in October, probably the second, third week in October 2017. So if you're listening to this podcast, please book that time. I'll have more of a solid date for you. Looking at cities like Atlanta to have the event. Cincinnati was just an amazing time. We had 25, 30 people in the room. It is the perfect amount of people to learn. Everybody got a chance to get up and tell us what their why is, why they're doing what they're doing, why they want every day to be Saturday, what they're doing. The networking was off the hook. It was just amazing. That just felt so good that as soon as it ended, I started thinking about the next event. We already have people inside our private Facebook group that are talking about it. Hey, let's do it. Come on, we got it. Yes, yes. I don't care where it is. I'm there. So if you haven't, just look on Facebook, Sam Crowley's Every Day is Saturday group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. Ask to join. We'll let you in. Tell us what's up. Get support. Tell us what your dream is. Don't be afraid. Everybody's there to support you and fire you up, man. Because this story about this whole Panera Bread thing, when I started thinking about it today, I'm like, damn, that's amazing. It's just of all the places my daughter could work, she applied at 100 different places to get her first job. She ends up there where it all began. So I hope that inspired you on a Motivation Monday. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.